Shabbos Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. HaKosif Shtei Oisis. One writes two letters. Bein Bimino with his right hand, Bein Bismolo or his left. Bein Mishem Echod. Whether they're both the same letter. The Rav says an example would be both of them are Alephs. So the guy writes two Alephs. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks where the Rav, Rashi says this too, where the Rav and Rashi got this from. Because when you write two Alephs, that's not a real word. Maybe it would be something like Dod or Gag. Or things like that, where there's actually a complete word, the Mehechi Tesi that the Mishnah is talking about, that the two letters don't make a word. The Rambam himself, when the Rambam speaks about this, he uses examples of two letters that actually make up words. And Kivegar has a mahalach with it that he tries to answer where the Rav and Rashi got this from. Bein Mishnei Shemos. Now this would be two different letters, like Aleph Beis. Bein Mishnei Samamanios, whether it's two different types of dyes, let's say ink or dio or sikra, things like that. There are those that learn that Samamanios means like two simonim, where a guy, let's say, has a jug of some type of thing, he writes an aleph on that jug. And then on a totally separate jug, he writes a beis. It's a simon for what he wants it for. Like, this is this type of medicine, and this is the other type of medicine. And Tosfos Yom Tov asks, what's the chiddush here? And he says that the chiddush here is that, in this case, he doesn't intend to write a word at all. He can write one letter on one jug, or whatever he's writing on, and another letter on the other jug. But he doesn't have kavana to write a complete word or anything like that. Still, the Mishnah is telling us that it's chayv to here also. B'chol Lashon, any language, chayv. He's always chayv with two letters. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo yichivu shtei oisiyos ela mishum roishim. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to dafka write two letters. The only reason that they're mechayv two letters in the Mishkan is because the purpose of them writing the letters in the Mishkan was when they would put down the different items in the Mishkan and they had to put it back together. They would want to know which boards, let's say, were connected. So they put like two letters next to each board, like an aleph, and then the next one would be a beis. So according to Biyasi, let's say even you would, let's say, carve out or write out a square through two boards. So you knew that the square, to make that picture, you would connect those two boards. So you would also be chayv even if it's not two letters. Because that's what they would write on the boards of the Mishkan to know which is its pair. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah continues. Omer Rebbe, Matsinu Shem Koton Mishem Godol. Rebbe said that we find that a smaller name is within a larger name. For example, Shem Mishimin Ushmuel. The word Shem is a smaller part. It's the beginning two letters of Shimon and Shmuel. Therefore, if a person would want to write the word Shimon or Shmuel, and he just writes Shin Mem, he would be chayev, noach mi nachor, or also, if he wants to write the word nachor, but only two letters were written, noach, or dan mi daniel, gad mi gadiel, all these cases, he just writes the first two letters of the name, he would be chayev. Now, the problem here is that his kavana was to write the complete name. He didn't have kavana just to write two letters, so the teretz is it doesn't matter, even though your kavana was for a complete name, since two letters are written, and those letters work somewhere else for something, then you're chayev. So the Tosfos Yom Tov brings the Rambam, and then there's a svara to this, that if a person, let's say, would be weaving all of Shabbos and saying, no, I'm having in mind to weave this massive curtain, so what are you going to say? He's not chayv until he weaves the whole curtain? No, because the chiyuv is only when he weaves two chutin, because that's enough to be chayv in a different place. So since it's enough to be chayv in a different place, even though your kavanah is on a much bigger thing, still you're chayv. They also bring, the Tiferes is all similar, if a person wants to throw eight amas, and the ball lands four amas away, he's still chayv, because that's still considered carrying. And you had machshava that it should go. It didn't go exactly where you planned, but still it went to that same place. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, but that's much different. With the first two examples here, because Shem Mishimin and Shem Mishmuel, if you would want to use the word Shem Mem as a word somewhere else, that is dafka mem stuma, that it's a endomem. And the word Shem is never written this way. Shin Mem, that's not an endomem. It's not like when you weave. Some people do end up weaving just two threads and that's it. A good example would be like God Mi Gadil. But the other cases, some of them, they're not such great examples. And Kiveger says the source is really from a pasuk, not a svara, which is achas mihena. And Kiveger leaves it with a tzarech iyun. And this is the only problem with Rambam l'shitaso, because the Rambam held in the beginning of the Mishnah that when you have two letters, it has to at least make a name. According to Rav and Rashi, it doesn't even have to make up a name. It could just be aleph aleph. L'chor, according to Rav and Rashi, it wouldn't be a problem. And we would understand why shame, even though it's not an endomem, would be chayv, because you don't need a word.